Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down exactly what to expect within a typical acute emergency bed space. I'm going to be talking about the equipment that's found there, what sort of monitoring is around the play, and just sort of giving you a detailed view of when you're stepping into one of the bed spaces, what can you find. So as you open up the curtain, you're going to find a computer. It's the same type of computer as ICU, to tap on, tap off, and it's got a keyboard. Next, you're going to find the bed. So the beds we use here in ED are quite different to those up in ICU. In ED, it's a very basic functioning trolley. To make it go up and down, you're pushing on your foot in order to manually lift it up, as well as the backrest is manually up and down. The reason why they're different to ICUs is these are meant for very short-term stay. For the patients, if they're needing another bed, such as a Nimbus or a Hill-Rom that they use in ICU, and remember, the reasons why they use them up in ICU is because they're a lot better for pressure injury management. If we need them and we're predicting the patient's going to be in ED for quite a prolonged period of time, which can happen when the patient's bed blocked, then what we do is we just order one in and we transfer the patient across. Next, we talk about the monitoring. So the same monitor is used here in ED as what's up in ICU. So I found that transition a lot easier. It's still got the advanced functions that can be used, such as up in ICU as well, which is awesome. Next, you look at the back of the room. So it's got the same safety equipment as what we're used to in ICU as well. So it's got the basics of your bag valve mask. You've got your oxygen, medical air, and your suction as well, the suction canister. Next, we'll talk about the actual drawers that you'll find the equipment and what's in each of these drawers. So one of the drawers has got everything to do with cannulation. So it's got predominantly 18 and 20 gauge cannulas. They've got cannulation starter packs. You've got your 10 and 20 mil syringes. And next drawer, you're going down for things like for your veni puncture. So you've got your butterflies, you've got some gauze, you've got saline, blood tubes, things like that. Another drawer, you've got reusable blood pressure cuffs. So you've got big sizes for your bariatric patients all the way down to smaller arms for patients. And also in this same drawer, you're going to find the face masks. So your Hudson masks, your non-rebreathers, your nasal cannula, as well as your nebulizers as well. Next, you've got another drawer, which is just full of bags of saline with some IV giving sets. And also the little tiny stickers in order to put on your lines as well, so your line labels. Next, you're going to have a drawer full of sheets and gowns. It's surprising just how quickly, as soon as you get one person out of the room, what you do once they're discharged or they're off to the ward, you get in there straight away, you give everything a clean, and then you pretty much go into your drawer. By the time you're putting another sheet onto the stretcher, onto the trolley, another patient's pretty much there ready to go. So it's a pretty much a quick in, quick out process, and everything's in the drawer pretty much that you need. And also there's two sizes of gowns. You've got a stock standard, and also you've got a bariatric size, and you'll mostly find both of them in your drawer as well. Next, you've got another drawer which is full of bed wipes, urine and fecal collection cups, and some pull-ups and pads and the such. But that's pretty much the extent of what's in each of the drawers. So it's not a lot. Like, it's not a ton of equipment that we use. On the actual, and also from there, I'll start bringing outside as well. So outside the bed space, you're going to find two big restock trolleys, which has got the exact same equipment as what I've just described for how we go off. And we're using so much equipment every day, especially setting up for IVs. And 10 mils and 20 mil syringes and little tiny 10 mil normal salines. You'll go off to the restock trolley, you grab what you need and you restock it straight back up. And there's also a linen trolley as well. So when you're going through so many sheets each day and patient gowns, you literally just go back and start refilling your drawers. Keeping back into the bed space, you've got a big long workbench that covers one of the sides of the rooms. On the workbench itself, we try to keep it as clean as possible. We've got a little wall docket that we stick our portable tympanic temperature little machine. And also in that as well, you have the reusable caps that you stick onto it. So when you put in the patients here, you can just click the button and it ejects. And also you have a few forms that's up on the side. The one form that I use day to day is going to be a property form. So when a patient first comes in, I get the patient or the patient's family member if needed to fill out one of these forms. It's purely to make sure that we're not losing anything of value to these patients. So we go through, do you have a wallet on you at the moment? How much cash do you have in there? Do you have keys, mobile, that sort of stuff? Pretty much, like that's the ED bed space. Outside of the bed space, there's a few equipment that we go off and grab. The most common equipment that we grab time after time is gonna be the 12-lead ECG. So that's why they have quite a few of them in here. You'll also have another a bladder scan as well that you can go and grab if needed. And there's also a portable ultrasound machine that the doctors will use if there's a difficult cannulation at the bed space. Otherwise, if you can't find the equipment that you need or you need more specialty equipment such as fancy dressings or anything that we don't have in that bed space, there's a big room that we go to where we can grab a lot more types of equipment. But the stuff and in that room, and oh, also I've missed one of the big ones that we use day to day as well, and that's going to be a catheter trolley. So if we need anything, if we need to set up for a catheter, an indwelling catheter, they've got a trolley for that as well. But that's pretty much it, guys. That's the ED bed space. There's nowhere near as much equipment as what I'm used to using up in ICU, but it's everything that we need for a rapid assessment and to get the ball rolling for these patients. You know, if we need to set up a line, and that's it. We're setting up for lines. We're putting up some basic fluids if needed. We're collecting the bloods that we need, cultures if needed. Getting that 12-lead ECG, just getting that baseline information. And before we know it, after we've got onto the pain management inside the drug room and stuff like that, then they're off and they're off to the ward or they're going off to a different area in the hospital. So hope you guys have found this demystifying of what an ED bed space looks like. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send it through over on the Facebook page, New Guard Radio Podcast. All right, guys, we'll catch you next time.